Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
The Ruined It's for Breakfast catch-up for Krauss Motors, the home of Ram trucks in South Australia. We'll pay you on roads to the value of $5,000. Offer ends 31st of October 2016. 104.7 Triple M.
Ah, Roo, good morning. How are you? Tuesday morning. Just come running in as we turn on the microphone.
Bounding in.
Yes. Yeah, how are you today?
Very good.
Hey,
good.
Back on the bike.
Yeah,
I saw you out there today.
It was only a matter of time. Just needed a, you know, decent little bit of weather.
So this is day one of the new campaign.
Yeah, probably last about 1 or 2 days as well, but it was a good ride in this morning.
27 degrees today. Actually, Sean Maynard just told us.
We'll have a look at what it is now.
What is it? Oh, it's already, what, 18 degrees.
That's right. I felt warm on the way in too. I thought, there's a little northerly out there today. So,
so you worked up a sweat.
Start.
Is it a northerly, is it? So a bit of hay
fever.
Well,
there was a little bit of northerly.
I had some
stuff.
Hay fever over the weekend, so a bit more of that today.
Yep, I think you're not on the your own there, but all good. Hopefully spring is here to stay.
It's good. You can hide the red itchy eyes, you know, when you look. I said to Kate, no, it's hay fever.
Hay fever.
Hey, the big fight. This is unbelievable.
Well,
this came out of nowhere.
This could be massive news for Adelaide. If you're going to have Danny Green and Anthony Mundine at Adelaide Oval, that'd be another great sporting event for a great oval. So I'm sure we're throwing the cash around like we have been the last couple of years.
All right.
If it stacks up, well, why not?
I want to ask you about that in just a moment. Is it worth spending the money? Because obviously it will cost the government, just like when we brought the Rolling Stones here and things like that. Later on, we've got our tickets to the Angels Luncheon to give away. When we mentioned it yesterday, the phones went berserk.
Mm.
So Roo and Ditz's Angels are on tour.
On the road.
They're on tour. They've got their own show coming up down at the highway.
Yeah. It'll be sold out.
Yeah, we've got tickets to give away to that coming up a little bit later on. It's Roo and Ditz, all thanks to Krauss Motors this morning.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
27 today and late rain. It's already 18 degrees outside thanks to Krauss Motors. They're going to pay your on-roads up to $5,000 of on-roads until the end of October. I saw a white one yesterday. I saw that black one the other day with the tinted windows. Looks great. But the Ram I saw yesterday was white.
But red's your favourite.
At the moment, I like the red one. Yeah. Favorite. Hey, Roo, what's making news right around the world?
Well, you've had a bad off-season, Dits. That's what's happened down at Port Adelaide. You two love
childs. Had a bad on-season too.
And I'm a bit worried if they do have a bad on-season next year, you'll start saying what you really think about Port Adelaide. Because you got no Paul Stewart there, and you got no Johnny Butcher.
No, my love children are gone.
Well, you got to make tough, really have a crack this year.
You got to make tough calls. What'd Stewie play 14 games this year?
I thought Stewie was going to stay. I thought that was the rumour getting around.
I was led to believe that he was. I thought they had a role for him, like half Magpies, and then obviously play when there are injuries. But that's not the case. Look, 10 years down at the club. Stewie's, I just felt over the years, and it's not only under Ken Hinckley, I felt even, I remember under Mark Williams, I thought he was always treated really toughly, if you know what I mean. He would always be the first one dropped and, but anyway.
You
look,
have
great,
those players,
great,
don't you?
Yeah, you do. And look, I think great career. We should focus on the positive. He was a bloke who always put his head over the footy, always courageous, Paul Stewart.
And a loved teammate as well.
And he's a good fella, real good fella.
Joe Watson has to front the commission on November the 15th. We're finally going to get some sort of a result on whether he keeps his Brownlow or not. It's been a very drawn-out saga, but be interesting to see which way they go. I got a feeling they'll let him keep it, even though you probably feel like he has to lose it if all their players have been banned for drug use. Well, then you'd think if that's the case, he couldn't keep it. But
could someone please make a decision?
Yeah, well, they had to wait until this appeal happened, which only happened a few weeks ago. But they've run out of time now. It has to be made now.
Mm.
Absolutely. So.
So isn't it just the AFL to say yes or no? Surely.
Well, basically now I think it is, yeah. Yep. So that's going to happen on the 15th, which is only a couple of weeks away. So we'll get an end to that. Lee Creek Pub's up for sale, Tits.
Yes, I did
that.
Notice that. Yeah,
it'll be easy to run from here.
With everyone exiting out of the town, I don't think you'd want to be buying the pub there. No.
No, it's going to be very hard. Well, they can't find a buyer.
No.
which is...
What they should do is just leave a fridge there and say, there's a little box on top of it.
Honesty box.
Please put $5 in and grab a stubby.
If wages are a problem, that's probably the way to go.
If you could, please. And also, can we please keep your empties as well, because they're 5 cents each.
Yep.
Or 10 cents each, I think they are.
Yep.
Hey, you mentioned the Green Mundine fight just moments ago, Roo. Is it a situation where, look, I think it would fill the Adelaide Oval. They'll pull a huge crowd. So whether you like boxing or not, it would be a big event for Adelaide. I think it makes sense.
They'd fly in from all over Australia for it.
Yep.
Maybe a few internationals as well.
And you'd get worldwide TV coverage. When I say worldwide, I'm not saying it'd be prime time in America or anything like that. But, you know, the cable networks will pick it up. It'll go around the world. So good for Adelaide.
Mm.
So is it worth spending the money on that sort of thing, Roo?
Yeah, well, what do we spend on the Rolling Stones?
$450
or something like that. I think someone said, you know, they're prepared to go over $1 million if they had to.
Yep.
But... look, you get heaps of activity in the city, you get heaps of flights, there'd be heaps of benefits for local businesses in the surrounding area and all of that. So I don't mind them throwing money at things like that. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, and
as long as they don't go over the top.
Yeah, hotel rooms, bars, restaurants, all of those spin-offs are great. And the government, in a long roundabout way, you get the money back in taxes from all of those places that do well. So
they don't get nothing back up front, but in the long term they'd get it back. Yeah. Which
And we get to see Mundine whacked in the gob.
Well, they're both over 40 now too, 43 and 41. So you wouldn't have too many fights with an average age of 42, I wouldn't have thought, would you?
No.
But at the same time, if they're going to get 10 million each, I'm probably prepared to get knocked out for that.
Yeah. All right. I'll put your name forward. 133353, we've got a call coming in. Hello.
Yes, Anthony Mundine, how you going, mate?
Hey, how are you, mate?
Yeah, well, look, hey, Adelaide Oval, if we fight there, that's Gala Land, mate. It's Gala Land.
Gala
and I only
Land.
Fought on Gala...
Yeah, it is too.
I'll only fight on Gala Land, mate, if they ban the national anthem.
Right.
And let me write a new one, okay?
Right.
And I don't want to punch their bloody heads in.
Right, thanks.
Okay?
Okay.
And also pay me $10 million.
Righto.
Yeah, all right?
See ya, yep, no worries.
Yeah, whatever. Smack your head in too.
He's wound up this morning.
Yeah, crikey. Well, he's fired up.
Yeah, 6:14, ruined it for breakfast.
Ruined It's for Breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, the Green Mundine fight. Now, it's not locked in stone or etched in stone yet, but would this be a good thing for Adelaide? What sort of crowd will we pull at Adelaide Oval?
Oh, it's hard to tell for a boxing fight. I don't even know what the biggest fight ever is in Australia, but I know there'd be a lot of people interested to go and watch it. And I remember back in 2006 where they had a fight, and as a publican, you've got to make a decision whether you pay for it to get it on in your pub, and it's not cheap to do that. And we did. We didn't know how many people would rock up, and there were people everywhere. Every pub in South Australia was absolutely chock-a-block. And these two don't like each other. There's been a feud going on for a long, long time. So it would be a huge fight. Mundine wanted to have it in Sydney, and then he's talked about Uluru, wanted to have it up there. And obviously Greens from Perth. So we're in the middle. We could have Green supporters fly into Adelaide, and all half of Sydney come over to Adelaide as well. So it's well located.
Yeah, and apparently one of the undercard fights will be Josh Carr, Mark Ricciuto. That'll be on
It wouldn't go for too long.
Hey, let's get our minister on. He's the Minister for Sport and Recreation, also for Tourism, so it covers both domains here. Leon Bignall. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Roo.
Now, before we go any further, I've just looked you up online, Leon William Kennedy Bignall. Where does that come from? Kennedy.
Oh, look, Kennedy, JFK.
So you were born a politician, weren't you?
Yeah. My great-grandmother came from Boston, so we want to keep it going, you know?
Yeah.
That's good.
Hey, I'm glad I asked.
What's the chance of this fight going ahead, Leon?
Well, first rule of Fight Club, I can't talk about it. No, I can. I can. We all the details will be released a bit later today. We've got Anthony Mundine and Danny Green in town. It's going to be a press conference.
Right, she's happening. She's on.
I'm going to sit in between these two blokes who absolutely hate each other. I'm thinking the roof climb looks like a better option, and I'm really scared of heights.
You might get caught in the crossfire if things get out of hand.
I'm a bit worried. I wear my glasses because you're not allowed to hit a bloke with glasses.
Now, but, Leon, we read where Rolling Stones, and it's all speculative, might have cost the government about $450,000. I'm one, you know, voter that doesn't mind. I don't mind spending on these sorts of things. If it brings, you know, crowds to Adelaide and people that stay in hotel rooms and that type of thing, I'm all for it. Will it be a large outlay for the government?
Well, not really. And we set up a bid fund a couple of years ago because we see tourism as a real, you know, driving force in our economy. We're going to lose Holdens at the end of this year, end of next year. So we wanted to really double down on the tourism space. And we're seeing some massive results because of the extra money we've put in the budget. So 4,000 new jobs in the tourism sector in the last couple of years. And we're nearly at $6 billion in terms of economic benefits. So the growth is there. You've got to spend money to make money. And this, to get this fire too, this is huge. I mean, this is the grudge match that's been 10 years in the making. And Brisbane, Sydney, Perth, Melbourne all wanted this fight, and we're out there. And sometimes it doesn't come down to just money. We're pretty good in South Australia because we can sell our state and our city as when you have something on here, it doesn't get lost like it does in Melbourne or Sydney. So we've got that. Everyone in South Australia will embrace this. This is going to be the biggest fight in Australian history. The record crowd so far is the last time these guys met, 34,500 in Sydney, 37,000 at the Adelaide Oval on a balmy night. How good's that going to be?
Was that a sellout, that 34,000 crowd? Could they have got more, do you know, Leon? Or
I think that's about what they do. And obviously we can hold 53,000 at Adelaide Oval. But what you do is you don't have people in the upper decks because they're not going to see too much anyway.
Right.
And you keep them all. So, you know, can you imagine this? The boxing ring's going to be out in the middle of the Adelaide Oval. There'll be seats right up close to the ring, and they'll just fan out and then into the lower stands of Adelaide Oval.
What day of the week is it going to be on?
It's going to be on a Friday night.
Ooh, Friday fight night.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Honestly, like I'm not a massive boxing fan, but this is just, you know, two heavyweight champions, great athletes, grudge match, hate each other. It's just going to be an awesome spectacle.
What have you done TV wise, Leon? Have you managed to sell it around the world?
Well, the promoters look after all of that sort of thing, so we don't. But these fights always go. There's specialty boxing channels and stuff. So great to put Adelaide and South Australia on the map. And, of course, this follows on from yesterday's announcement that we've just secured the biggest business conference in the history of South Australia. So we've got 3,000 aviation experts from every major airline in the world coming to Adelaide in 2019. So really good news for tourism this week. And another big announcement tomorrow, guys.
Really?
Gee, you're busy, Leon.
Oh, we'll announce it here. Do it here first.
No, I can't because...
Give us a clue then.
There's a third party. In fact, I was a little bit worried about coming on this morning because Anthony and Danny didn't want me to say anything and they can fight those blokes. So I'm staying a little quiet on what tomorrow's announcement is, but it's an absolute ripper for South Australia. And, you know, it's good to give us some confidence that, you know, the biggest airline conference in the world's never been to Australasia. It's been to Chicago, Las Vegas, London, Amsterdam, Berlin, and they've picked Adelaide over all the places that they could pick. And this fight is going to be in Adelaide over every other capital city in Australia. So I think we should be, you know, a little bit proud of what we're doing at the moment as South Australians.
Nah, most definitely. Leon, two very, very good announcements. We look forward to tomorrow. We might get you back on tomorrow.
I'd love to be there.
Good on you, mate. Thanks a lot.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
Triple M. The hard-hitting topics. The big issues.
Well, not really, but we are going deep inside the female psyche.
Ruined Dits Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruined Dits.
Oh, what about the Angels on tour, Ru? Yeah. Only the big lunch coming up.
It's going to be huge. November the 10th, yes. The Highway Hotel. You can win tickets here every morning at 7:30.
Yes, all right. Hey, first up today... By the way, Ange, good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly.
Good morning.
Morning. And Alice the Wag.
Good morning.
Now, ladies, first of all to you, Ange. Now, yes. Have you read about this Karl Stefanovic situation where we know that he and his wife have split? We've read about that in recent weeks, but she's come out over the last 24 hours and had a bit of a crack at him. But is she within her rights? Like, what she's basically saying is, because Channel 9 were bragging about their ratings, and she's basically come out and said, well, hang on, I've actually helped him a heck of a lot. I'm the strong woman behind the man. Mm. She's a qualified journalist and a TV presenter. Now, we know that marriage breakups aren't easy, so she's obviously upset. Is she within her rights to come out publicly and say something?
Well, I read that little article, I think, on Facebook last night, and it didn't come across having a crack. I think it was just saying, well, she was actually congratulating him, and she drank the bottle of wine that Carl's manager gave her. So she was kind of more celebrating the fact that they are number one, and also I think just recognising the fact that she probably, you know, had a little bit to do.
Contributed.
Yeah, exactly, being the partner. Because you know what it's all like. I mean, maybe, you know, they did work in a bit of a partnership type of thing, you know. Because, I mean, you've got the front man, but I'm sure he was taking a lot of that work home and trying to come up with different ideas and things like that. So I think she was probably, to me, it was more like she was just celebrating the fact that they'd made number one and it was hard work and it did affect their marriage. Because she actually did say it was hard work and it actually did.
So, Kelly, Rue wins the Brownlow. Should Sarah Ricciuto come out and say, well, hang on, I made him pasta every Friday night and I washed his shorts and I cleaned his jocks and...
No, I don't think so. I think marriage breakups are really personal and it's not really my style to put something like that on Facebook. I didn't even put our engagement on Facebook to give you an idea of...
No, but we told everyone.
Yeah,
right,
I know, that's right.
We did it for you.
Well, I relied on a different media. But, I think... she's within her rights to say to him that she helped, but no, I wouldn't endorse someone doing something like that because I think it's damaging. Like, it makes her kids probably feel like they're second rate because she, you know, worked hard to get him his career. So yeah, I don't really think it's appropriate.
All right, so she shouldn't speak out. Alice the Wag.
Yeah, I think it's a bit unnecessary. I think that's just what a good partner should do, that you always are helping and supporting your wife or husband.
So when Joel won the two McGarry medals, you didn't get up and rant and rave and, hang on, what about me?
I'm not going to lie, if he didn't thank me in his speech, I would have.
Luckily, he did. Of course you would have.
But he always helps me, like, if you guys text me and be like, oh, let's get the Minister for Finance on, like, I have no idea what I'm doing. So I'm like, Joel, like, who's that? Like, and he always helps me.
Now you tell us. We thought you knew what you were doing.
No. It's all Joel.
That's good. I like it.
All right, hey, girls. Spring Carnival is well and truly into full swing at the moment. A few people going out and about, might be going to the race on Saturday or Tuesday for the Melbourne Cup. What would you be recommending the boys and even the girls wear, you little fashionistas?
I think the boys look nice in a suit, like a nice suit always looks good for
the blokes. Do you have to have a tie on?
I think a tie looks nice, but I don't think you have to. But, you know, it's one extreme from another because I think, you know, the guys look nice in a really nice tailored, you know, really cute suit. But then I love looking at the guys that just totally take the piss and really dress up like crazy, you know, like just, you know, like pink suits or green or some animal outfit or something just really weird, you know.
What
that's kind of fun
wear?
To watch as well. Oh, he probably won't go. He's not.
Mr. South Australia.
Yeah, no.
Not interested.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not into ponies.
Kelly?
The only thing I can recommend not to wear is white shoes and a white belt.
Right.
I don't care what else you do as a bloke if you're wearing that.
What do you think that means if someone
I
gets
think
around
you're
in white?
Yeah. I think you're like a such heat. A bogan.
No idea. Well, yeah, white shoes, white belt.
No, welcome back to the 1990s. Mm. Don't do it.
Don Johnson.
Yeah.
It's not right.
They should only be worn wearing playing bowls.
That's right. Yeah. Or tennis, maybe.
Righto. All right, Alice the Wag.
I like, at the moment for boys, I'm wearing like cream chinos with some brown like R.M. Williams and like a navy suit jacket.
But you know what the problem is? Seriously, everyone's doing that. It's funny you say that. I've noticed this lately because I saw someone, I thought, gee, that looks good. Every other bloke's wearing it now.
Mm. Well,
chinos and a blue suit.
I was out with you and your son were wearing
it. We both wore it. I thought I was being clever. And 10 of us walked in wearing the same thing.
And for ladies, I think show off one asset, don't show off too many. So, like, if you're showing off your legs, cover up your boobies. If you're showing off your boobies, maybe wear a longer dress. Right. Just one thing.
So don't show everything.
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
You don't go into that ditch, do you?
No, that's a stupid rule, that is.
Got it, flaunt it.
You've got two assets, show us both. Hey, just a quick question without notice. Front page today, big news for Adelaide. And by the way, Anthony Mundine will join us tomorrow morning just after 8 o'clock. It's been confirmed. Does this excite you at all? A big boxing match at the Adelaide Oval, Alice the Wag?
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm not really into boxing, but I've never been to a boxing match. It's awesome for Adelaide to have it. Like, the violence kind of scares me a little bit, but, like, Rocky's one of my favourite movies.
And that was a true story.
Oh, yeah. But I'm really, really excited. And I just imagine how exciting Adelaide will be that day that the fight's on. Yeah. It's Kelly. Awesome.
Yeah, I think it's really great for Adelaide. I personally, am not really into the boxing. It's the sound of flesh on flesh that kind of makes me dry reach. But, yeah, I think it's great. I think it's awesome for Adelaide.
Yeah, I agree. I did boxing training for a while, and I appreciate the sport. It's freaking hardcore, like, and it's so hard. So I just think it'll bring a bit of life to Adelaide. Something different. We haven't had a big fight like this ever before, I don't think.
We'd be getting some front row seats for that, wouldn't we?
Yeah, I would have thought. Rue, you can organise that for us, okay?
I'll do my best.
But more exciting is Angel's Lunch, I think, is probably more exciting than the boxing.
Hey, and I want to take some calls. By the way, thank you, Angels. But actually, two topics there. Does the fight excite you? But the other one I'm interested in as well from our listeners, Rue, is about Carl Stefanovic's wife. Mm. Are wives within their rights to come out swinging and say what they think in these sort of circumstances?
Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3.
And for our best callers, we have got a double to go to the Angels Lunch at the Highway on November 10. 1-3-3-5-3. Comment on either of those if you want. Give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3.
Ruined Dits for Breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
1-3-3-5-3. Rue, we're asking our listeners to ring in and comment on Carl Stefanovic. Or the other one is about the Green Mundine fight. Is it good for Adelaide?
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Let's go to Burnside. G'day, Beck.
Hi, how you going, guys?
What would you like to comment on?
Well, I think the fight would be absolutely awesome for Adelaide. It's, you know, just such a hype. It would be so much fun, and, yeah, I'd love to go to that.
What do you think about Carl's wife?
Oh, I think she's treading on some rocky ground there. I don't think she should have said anything at all. I think it's going to come back and bite her.
Yeah, Beck, you would know friends that have probably been through this situation, though. We all know someone who's had a marriage breakdown or a relationship breakdown. And I don't know, I guess it would be hard, wouldn't it, for a lady to see her husband on TV. And apparently he said something the other morning on TV that I think fired her up a little bit as well.
I didn't think it sounded too bad from the article I read, but maybe there was more to it.
All right, but Beck, you think she shouldn't have said anything at all?
Nothing. I think, you know, what happens in the home sort of stays in the home. And I mean, that's the life she chose to live with her husband. And, you know, there's always going to be a lot of stress and pressure on anyone in the media. And, you know, you've just got to take it for what it is.
Mm. All right. Good on you, Beck.
Let's go to Sturt. G'day, Glenn.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Very well, thank you. What do you think, Glenn?
Well, I reckon to start off with the boxing. Boxing is going to be really good. And for all those naysayers about the Oval being built, bad luck, because you know what? If you build it, they will come, and all the world-class events are now coming to Adelaide, which is really good for our state, which we really need. And also with Carl Stefanovic's wife, she should have just held off a little bit until Women's Day and knew I did. Come knocking on the door, she would have got the money out of it.
That's right.
She would have got a pack
good,
it.
Good thinking, Glenn. Actually, you know, since the Oval's been built, obviously crowds for our two football teams have been enormous. It's been successful. SNFL Grand Final,
Ashes.
Brilliant. But we've had Liverpool, we've had the Ashes, we've had Rolling Stones, now AC/DC. We've got boxing, AC/DC. So it's going well, isn't it?
Oh, couldn't be going any better. I wouldn't have thought. It's been massive for the state. Let's go to Campbelltown. G'day, Janet.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Janet. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I think the boxing match here in Adelaide, again, I agree with the last call. It's going to bring people here. It's going to give us exposure. And obviously there's a cash component attached to that, which is always good. With regard to Carl Stefanovic, I've been divorced, and sometimes being silenced is your best form of action because it's a bargaining tool in your settlement. She didn't mind using his credit card when he brought home the cash, did she?
No, that's right. Well done. Good on you, Janet.
All right, let's go to Happy Valley. G'day, Rod.
G'day, how you going, guys?
Good, Rod.
I don't actually think the boxing would be that good for Adelaide because I think everyone's sort of forgotten that Danny Green was in his prime knocking everyone out like 13 years ago. His best boxing is well past him. And mundane. Well, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say about someone, you shouldn't say it at all. and with the Karl Stefanovic thing, I think behind every good man is a great woman, but she can't take credit for his charisma. He is charismatic when the camera's on him, and she can't take credit for that. That's just silly.
Yeah, well, they've been a ratings success, haven't they? They started behind the eight ball, miles behind Channel 7, and apparently now they're neck and neck and sometimes beating them.
Knocked them off.
He's done a good job.
Let's go to Engle Farm. G'day, Steve.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
The boxing, yeah, I think it's going to be an awesome idea to get them down here at Adelaide and showcase it to the world. But and the Karl Stefanovic thing, I don't really care. All I care about is my angel at home, and I'm trying to win her tickets to this thing on her birthday.
What, your wife wants to go, Steve?
Yeah, she's my angel and it's her birthday.
Oh, Steve.
It's always better to do something on someone else's dollar.
How can we go past that? Hey, what a guy. What a fella.
No, and it's her birthday. I think we'll give Steve some tickets, Dits.
All right. You reckon? I'm going to break the rules here, Roo. I'm giving away three doubles. Wag told me I'll give away two, but we haven't filled the place yet. I'm giving away three. Got to go with the ladies. Beck from Burnside was very, very good.
Yep.
Janet from Campbelltown and Steve from Ingle Farm. All right, there you go.
Fair enough.
Three
Can't
doubles.
Argue with that.
104.7 Triple M is Ruin Dits for breakfast.
Players aren't dumb. Some of them are, but most of them aren't.
That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said.
And the 6 till 6 no repeat workday. There's a star.
Riders on the storm.
Life goes on.
Here I go.
104.7 Triple M.
Get it off your chest with Ruin Dits Red Fist for Victory Verandas, Carports and Louvers.
Oh, one of our favourite times of the week, Roo, when we can just vent and get things off our chest. Red Fist time.
Yeah, well, thanks to Victory Verandas, Carports and Louvers. We're going to give $100 away for the best Red Fist.
What have you got for us today?
What year did Jeffrey Edelston win Clio Bachelor of the Year? It was that in the last few years, was it?
What?
How the hell is he pulling these 20-odd-year-old blondes?
I think it's called a checkbook.
he has to be buying them, basically, doesn't he? Or what? Well, how does it work?
Can only presume so.
He's got another one that looks exactly the same as the last couple he's had. So he's had Bryn, he's had Gabby.
Yeah.
Now he's got a new girlfriend who's 26.
Yep.
LA model Ashley Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey's in his 70s. And he said here, we've got a lot in common. Sensational chemistry between us. She's gorgeous. She's articulate. She's fun. She's attracted to me. And I think it's because I've got a lot to offer. I've got 7 masters. I've got 2 doctorates. And I can help mentor her in her career. So he is absolutely cock-a-hoot at the moment.
So she's fallen in love with his brain.
She has fallen in love with his brain. And I don't think it's got anything to do with the fact that poor old Jeffrey's mum passed away recently and left him a very satisfactory fortune.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that at all. But good luck to him anyway.
Play the track. Seriously.
What?
You're so cynical.
What year did he win? When was that?
Right, my Red Fist. Now, there's a bloke who's come out here from France. And the quicker he gets on a plane and goes back, the better. His name's Thomas Piketty. And
Has Thomas been up to Z here for the Melbourne Cup?
No, not quite. He's a world-leading economist and has written books. He's come out here to advise our government. What do you think of this idea? Inheritance tax.
Right.
Now, he's come out and told our government that we are the only country in the
inheritance tax
in the Western world. Yeah, in the Western world, we're the only country that doesn't have an inheritance tax. So,
oh, we need another tax.
Of course we do. So if mum and dad leave us a mansion, they pass on, he's saying, no, you should pay about 55% tax on it.
What?
And what you inherit. Yeah. So apparently, and in countries like Japan.
So whatever you get handed down, you get taxed on.
Yeah, and heavily. Because you got too much. Countries like Japan have just risen their inheritance tax to 55%. It happens in America, UK, all of the Western countries do it.
Well, I've never heard of it.
No, and apparently we're the only ones that don't. And he's saying to our government, you are missing out in a big, big way and missing out on a lot of money. So if someone like Gina Reinhart passes on, what do you reckon that's worth to the coffers?
Billions and billions.
Yeah. And there are people listening that would say, yeah, rightly so, we should do that. But anyway, we don't have it, and this fella's come out here to tell us that we should.
Geez, the grey nomads would be in private jets instead of caravans. They wouldn't be worried about their kids.
Spend it now.
Far out.
You're right. There would be an incentive to... But what about the
disincentive? You'd be hiding it, wouldn't you?
Well, this is where Papa Mario...
The old cash would be back in favour, wouldn't it?
The old mattress full of $100 bills. Mm. That's what'll be happening.
Looked like the dog had been digging in the backyard. He's got the shovels out.
You wouldn't vote it in, Roy?
Oh, gee. I don't think... Well, put it this way. Malcolm Turnbull's popularity ratings just slipped down to 29%.
Yeah.
I reckon if he bought that in, that might be all over for Big Mal.
He could clear his desk.
I reckon. Yeah.
We've got a call coming in. 133353. Good morning.
Yes, Jay Weatherall. Good morning.
Hello.
Look, I think that's a great idea, and as far as the state's concerned, I'd love to introduce that legislation to as an inheritance tax, and then when we have a big debt, we'll introduce new legislation to have people killed if they've got a lot of money. So that'll work well, I think. Yeah. Down the list, say, oh, Mrs. Johnson's got a few million, have her killed, all right? Have her put down. Humanely, but put down. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Jay.
Thank you.
133353, give us your red fist. We've got $100 to give away to our best caller. 133353.
Ruined Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Red fist time, 133353 at 647. Who have you got there, right?
Well, we've got $100 to give away to our best caller thanks to Victory Verandas, Carports and Louvers. Let's head up to Macclesfield. G'day, Joe.
How you going, Roo?
Yeah, good, thanks, buddy. Who would you like to give a red fist to?
I'd like to give a red fist to that wanker that parks his bloody big red truck in the middle of Harndorf every afternoon.
Right.
Well, can't get down the bloody straight.
Try parking next to him in a car park at Triple M. No one can get past.
Oh,
sorry, Joe.
Every afternoon.
Righto. Sorry, mate.
No worries.
You got it.
Mate, they're bloody...
I've seen that parked up there because Snowy sent me pictures of it. It takes up more than half the road.
But it's beautiful, though.
It is beautiful, but get it. Beautiful in your driveway or something. That's what you've got a driveway for.
I want to show it off.
Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah. I love it.
I don't think Joe was too happy.
He wasn't too impressed.
Let's go to Netley. G'day, James.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good, James.
Yeah, good on you. Hey, listen, you got my blood boiling over this inheritance tax. I'd like to give a red... I'd like to give a red fist to the government and whoever the advisor was that decided to bring him into the country, because we actually pay inheritance tax now. We pay it well before we die. It's called capital gains tax.
Yep. Good point. Well done, James.
Listen, if you decide to give me the $100, that's good. I'll chuck in another $100 and we'll get him on a plane. I'll have him picked up and we'll take him down there.
Yep.
And I'll chuck in another $100 and we'll get the advisor on the advisor to put him in the country on a plane as well. Right, I'm too happy to help.
James, you are going to be very hard to beat. That's all I can say, mate.
We'll make sure he's got French caviar and champagne. Just get the hell out of here, mate.
Yeah.
Shane at Glengarry. G'day, Shane.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Shane.
Red fist to foreign ownership, guys.
Yeah.
Went recently purchased my own house and
congratulations.
Found it extremely difficult. Thank you. It was a big moment, but I didn't, honestly, guys, I didn't think it was going to happen. It was pretty tough. Every open house we went to looked like there was, a lot of foreign ownership happening. I know I've got a lot of quite wealthy clients they have a lot of properties around their areas that are worth, $2-3 million, and there's a lot of them that are foreign owned that sit empty for 2-4 years. And I even look at, the Kidman station for an example. I know the government sort of jumped in there a couple of times to stop that from being foreign ownership there, but.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I just think it's going to be very difficult for your kids, Roo, in the future. I know we couldn't go overseas and buy up land and property and what have you. I think it's bizarre, guys. We're going to spend billions of dollars on submarines to protect a country that's in the future we probably won't own the majority of anyway. So it's pretty bizarre, guys.
Right. Oh, God, this is a great one, Phil.
It is. Shane, one thing it does, obviously, is it puts the value of your house up as well in the long run, so you'll gain from it. But
yeah,
I know
it costs you more to get in, though.
It does, but you make more in the long run.
Yeah.
I always wonder about this. I've got friends, and you would too, Roo, that live in Sydney, and whenever I think, talk to them about houses, what Shane just pointed out, how on earth do their kids get into the housing market?
Well, they have to live 50 k's from the city.
Yeah. And mum and dad have to help, I think.
What he's talking about happens heaps in Melbourne and Sydney with apartment blocks and stuff. They buy up. They don't even live there.
Yeah.
And they can't even get in. They just don't even get a chance to buy the things. But they have tightened the laws up in Sydney and Melbourne already.
That, in some what I would call average suburbs in Sydney, the starting price can be $750,000 or
$800,000. Yeah.
How do your young kids who just get married at the age of 25 and
they can't.
How on earth do they get into
it? Well, mum and dad either pays or they move 30, 40, 50 k's out from the city. And that's why they're talking about releasing more land at the moment. But I reckon it's too fast spread anyway when you fly over it. Let's go to Tea Tree Gully. Jaden.
How are you?
Good, Jaden. What's your red fist, Jaden?
My red fist would be to the all the American election shit all over Facebook and social media and fucking the news.
Oh, we had to get rid of Jaden there. Just a little bit loose this morning.
He's a bit keen.
Yeah, he was too. Well, that's our red fist for this morning. Anyway, who are you going to give the mic? Because I think
we got one more. Or?
We haven't got any delay, I don't think. We haven't. So okay. Unfortunately.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Mr. James from Netley, was it?
Yep.
Was it? Yep.
Righto, $100 to James.
Good on you, James.
He's going to fly the Economist back to France where he came from.
Good on you.
Coming up next, it is time
for the pressure test. Give us a call right now, 1-333-53. Oh, we've got a call. We've got a quick call coming in.
All right. Hello, good morning.
It doesn't matter if you haven't got any delay, because it's Leon Bignall, and I'm reliable. I'm the minister for getting freeloaders to Adelaide, taking all their money, and then telling them to bugger off. Oh, quick, dump that. listen. Hey.
What?
It's Leon Bignall.
Yeah, Leon.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I just wanted to get on. Am I coming on
Yes, you are.
After the news, after the pressure test?
Yes, you are.
Okay. What are we talking about?
Green and mundane at the Adelaide Oval.
Hey, listen, I've taken that to Jay. And he's on board with it.
Right.
He's on board with the mundane fight. But we're a bit worried if... what's going to happen is Jay wants to connect the Adelaide Oval directly to the wind farms for that night, just so that only the Oval gets the power.
Right.
Now, all he's got to do is convince the promoters that on the night of the bout, it's going to be bloody windy.
Right.
but not too windy, because then they won't work.
No, that's right.
Because he doesn't want to blackout it on the night. And maybe he wants to even get the Victorian interconnector connected straight to Adelaide.
Right, aye. All right.
So bugger the city. If that goes out, it's right, but the bout will still go on.
Right. Good, yeah. Good. I like it.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Wonder what's happening up at Lake Eyre.
Well, I could tell you
even
what's
better.
Happening up there. There'd be birds flying in. There'd be lots of breeding going on up there at the moment. It'd be absolutely perfect. This thing is on my bucket list. I want to get up and have a look at Lake Eyre in full flight. And at the moment, apparently, it's as good as it's been for decades.
All right. This man's got one of the best jobs in the world. He's been flying over it and around it, above it, for 30-odd years. He's the pilot up there. Trevor Wright, good morning.
G'day, Chris and Mark. How are you going?
Good, Trev. We're really interested in what it's like Lake Eyre. I'm from the Riverland and keep a close interest on what happens with the water in South Australia and around the traps. And, when we hear of big inflows into Lake Eyre and a lot of bird life and things, it really gets us interested.
Yeah, it's a really interesting part of the country in the upper north of South Australia. It's one of the most pristine, untouched river systems in the world, and it's won an award in 2014 for being the best system that's been untouched by man in the world. So it's definitely worth having a look at. We had a guy called Richard Kingston come out. He does a bird survey every year, and he's been up north, up on the Queensland border, and he comes right down through us, and he starts off at the east coast. And it's looking like if we get the rain over the summer period from those tropical lows and the cyclones and that,
yep.
The system is so primed up, we could end up with a huge inflow of water into the lake over the summer, where if you go back to 73, 74, mainly 74 is a big one, they were actually out there windsurfing on the lake and yachting, etc. So I think it's got all the fundamentals to make it a really interesting season over the summer as well.
What's the best time of the year to go up there?
If you want to see something really unique, with the river systems in this huge channel country, and you talk about the Murray and how it comes through the Riverland and that, and that's like a drop in the ocean to the channel country up there when it really goes into major flooding.
Really?
It's from January through to about March is when you get those big floods and torrential rains coming down and have a span of 40 or 50 Ks in places, and you've got these lake systems that fill up with the Diamantina Lakes and coming down to a place called Gorda's Lagoon, which is on Clifton Hill Station. That's about 100 kilometres long, and it's got all this, it's a huge swamp and breeding ground there, and then you've got the Coongee Lakes over towards Innamenka, and they're an incredible lake system that goes through the Stony Desert and the desert country over there, and the amount of ducks and breeding over there is just unbelievable, as well as up the top end of the lake.
What can people do? Do people come up by four-wheel drives and go camping and stuff up there, Trevor? Or I know you're a pilot. Yeah. You obviously take people around. Does that fly out of Adelaide? Or where do people, where can they do flights from if they want to go and see it?
There's a lot of different ways you can come up. One is you can come up in a four-wheel drive. A lot of the tour operators do trips up this way. We pick up off Alliance Airlines out of Olympic Dam and out of Rex, and there's Wilpena Pound with Ica over there. We fly out of there as well. Coob Pedy's a good spot. And you can just go right up through the lake, up through the channel country as well. It's really worth a look at. And it is, I'm sure now it's on a lot of Australians' bucket list. You've got to remember it's an incredible lake, 400 million tonnes of salt when it's dry. There's 160 Australian continent or the area the size of Victoria that drains into it. And people don't realise it can take 4 to 5 months from the time the water actually falls in the catchment to when it arrives in Lake Eyre.
Right. Mm. Okay.
If I leave Adelaide, which way do I go? I know I head north, but what are the towns? head north and I'll find it. Where do I drive to?
I reckon the centre of the universe is William Creek.
Right, eh?
And it's got the best pub in Australia.
Yeah, I've been there before, yeah.
Have you? Yeah. Great little pub.
Actually landed a plane out the front of it. You can land there.
Yeah, they were in the old days. I think they've put a sign up that says no planes that are allowed to land outside the pub anymore.
Okay. So that's called drink driving, there. Isn't it?
Yeah. The Australia's only flying bottle shop, but I think that's what the
bullet
through it.
Hey, Trevor, great to talk to you. And it does sound good, Roo. I think I'm with you. We need to load up a four-wheel drive and head up there one day. Hey, Trevor, thanks so much. And you might have one of the best jobs in the world, I reckon.
Yeah, I have. And, you know, it's incredible country up here. You guys should come up and have a look one day and we'll fly you around the lake and through the channel country. It's really worth a look.
Beautiful.
We'll hold you to that.
We will indeed. Thanks there, Trevor Wright, who's the pilot up there at Lake Eyre. We've got a call coming through. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. It's Professor Tim Flannery, former Commissioner of the Abbott Government's Climate Change Commission.
Yes, Tim.
Now, look, don't get used to this this Lake Eyre being full of water. Look, because climate change is going to dry everything up. There won't be a Lake Eyre in a few years, or a Lake Alexandrina. I know I said that 10 or 15 years ago, and I panicked everybody and said that drought would be the new norm, and they got rid of the Climate Change Commission. And now I'm not really doing anything except scaring people. But look, maybe if things get dry in a few years, then I'll come back and say it again. Haunt but until again. Then, right. Enjoy the water.
Righto. Thanks, Tim Flannery.
I hate it when I'm wrong.
Roo and Dits have given away serious cash with the pressure test on Triple M.
Let's see if we can now give away $500.
Well, we haven't done it this week.
10 Yeah! 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 Nobody will
And now, they're releasing the pressure while you work with $40,000 on the line.
Ah, you little ripper. Thanks, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Take the pressure test.
10 correct answers in 30 seconds to win $500 cash.
Weekdays at 7, 8, 10 and 2. 104.7 Triple M.
8:49, ruined it's for breakfast. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. All thanks to the Ram trucks out there. You can find them at Krause Motors, just out there at Medindie. Until the end of October, they're paying $5,000 of your on-road costs as well.
There's been a couple of inventions just come out lately, and there's been a few shark attacks out lately as well. So a good time to be putting a anti-shark wax on the market at the moment for surfers out there.
Anti shark wax.
Yeah, you can put this wax on your surfboard and
surely not.
It's supposed to repel sharks. It's got a bit of a brew of oils and spices and bits and pieces that apparently comes off the board into the water and makes sharks disappear. Now this bloke would know. He had a close encounter with a shark before, and he'd already had this wax that he had used, but now he wants to protect other people.
How many sharks has he fed it to work out that?
Well, he's going through all the tests and everything at the moment, Ditson. Maybe it'll work. I'm probably a little bit
skeptical
myself.
I've worked out what
myself.
He does, actually. What he does, he's out there, and a shark's approaching, and he just grabs the wax and just pings it at the shark and hits it right. You've got to hit it in the nose, and it racks off.
You reckon that's what it works?
That's the only way that could work.
What about the other fella we just read about who's come up with a way to repel burglars from his bike?
What's he do?
Well, what he's come up with is if you go and cut his specific new lock off the bike, when the thieves go to do that, it sprays out skunk odour and makes you you smell it.
Are
in
you
and,
serious?
And you vomit. Yeah, you smell like a skunk.
So,
yeah, that's what they reckon. You cut the lock off, and it just goes and sprays all skunk odour. If you end up,
I like it.
Smelling like a skunk.
That's good.
Yeah, so. Probably not worse than your BO anyway, Dits, after you've ridden around a bit. I've heard a few people at, what's the gym you go to?
Next Generation.
Next Generation, yeah.
Few complaints. All right, okay. Sorry.
That's why you haven't been there for 6
That's
months.
Right. There is a reason, yeah.
Yeah, so what would you go, shark wax or skunk smell for your bike? Lock.
Gee, that's a dead heat. They're both good inventions. I like those.
I like the bike one the best. Yeah, skunk smell. Might right. Give it a go.
Okay.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Dits, one of our mates, has had a bit of bad luck. Brooke Fogden, who was on House Rules a little while ago and did well, got his house renovated and made a few bucks out of it. But a little burglar's decided to come in and knock most of his gear off. So we thought we'd get him on and have a chat about it. Foggy, good morning.
How are you, Roy? Hey, Dits.
What's happened?
Oh, mate, yeah, we just, thought it would be nice people and help a mate out sell his house. And we used a bit of our furniture. And next minute, she's all gone. Someone stole it. Someone broke into the house.
Oh, so it's not your house. It's your mate's house.
Yeah, so we were helping a mate sell his house a couple of weeks ago. And thought, we'll use this furniture. It's pretty new and make the house look pretty nice for the photos. And obviously they're too nice. Someone come and stole everything.
Gee. Hey, Foggy, tell me, from what we hear, they were pretty well organised as well. They didn't just take a few things. They just about wiped it out, didn't they?
Yeah, mate, everything was taken. Tea towels, oh, my God, what would you want an extension cord for? Extension cord. They did leave a couple of pillows, though, so thanks, guys.
Oh, nice.
That was
nice.
Pretty nice, yeah. And the beds, they didn't worry about the beds, which... but pretty much everything else was stolen, yeah.
What suburb was it?
Pretty gutted. It was in Brooklyn Park.
Right.
The house came up really well, and we were really happy, and obviously, all the stuff was new, and some of the stuff was actually designer items too, so be on the lookout, because it can happen to anyone, obviously.
Was it already on the market, Foggy? Had it been at open inspections and all those sort of things as well, or...?
Nah, it hadn't even been on the market. It got uploaded onto, internet, and then we don't know what happened, but within 3 or 4 days, someone had backed their truck up and decided to gut the house.
What about, is there anything distinctive? What about some of the artwork or things like that? Anything that people might recognise?
Yeah, so there's a couple of designer piece artwork, very recognisable. They're one-off, they're all numbered. And there's a one-off piece side table, and there's a lot of stuff that's very, very recognisable, which been on TV, so it's not as though you'd miss it. So,
is there anywhere where they could check it off against anything if they thought they were getting sold or something that was hot?
Definitely the print, because it's numbered. So
where would they check though?
Do you know who the print's by? Is there a name or anything like that? An artist?
The print was by Rowena Martin, yeah.
All right.
Martini. So
if someone sees a Rowena Martini, you'll know that you know where it's come from.
Yeah, probably one of your old Riverland mates that knocked it off anyway, Foggy. You better reach some of your old enemies up in the bush.
Yeah. Look, we would have said something. It was a few weeks ago now, but we just had to wait for, we were advised to wait for insurance and all that to come through before anything happened. But yeah, it was pretty pretty low act. We were pretty gutted. Tildy's still wondering when her pot's going to come home. So.
No good. All right, Foggy, thanks for talking to us, mate. Not a good story, but yeah, let's hope you can track the stuff down. And mate, you and you and your wife Michelle became, you know, so popular. Did such a great job on the show, and yeah, this is a nasty, leaves a nasty taste, mate. But thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks,
good on you, Foggy.
Yeah, thanks, good fella, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an absolute ripper. So is Michelle, by the way, too.
Yep. No one deserves that.
Pretty well organised act by the sounds of it.
He was.
The Ruined It's for Breakfast catch-up for Krauss Motors, the home of Ram trucks in South Australia. We'll pay you on roads to the value of $5,000. Offer ends 31st of October 2016. 104.7 Triple M.